Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had a chance to catch up with Sarah Hoffman, and I just admitted to her, I'm going into this blind with your unique story. But Sarah, you're in Michigan now working as a nurse. What led you to the point where you decided that you needed to do something with your skills as a nurse this spring?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. We started off season at the beginning of March. And at that point, coronavirus was basically in Washington. And we were aware that it could get bad, but we weren't, no one really knew what to expect. So we had a meeting with Mike Loon and Mike Nichols, who are the commissioner of the LPGA and the Symetra Tour, at our first event. And basically at that time it was, hey, there's going to be hand sanitizer on the first tee. Let's not shake hands at the end of the round or give each other hugs at the end of the round. Kind of keep some space. And we'll see what we have to do moving forward. We're willing to take necessary precautions. Well, after that first event, we had 2 weeks off, and then we were supposed to go out to California. And then those two events got postponed. And so at that point, we had a month off built into our schedule. So I was applying for jobs in Atlanta, where I was living at the time, and I couldn't get a short 4-week contract or anything like that. Typically, travel nursing contracts want you to work 13 weeks. And Atlanta wasn't affected too bad by coronavirus at that point, but Michigan was a hotbed. And I had a temporary position at Michigan Medicine. So once we got an update that our season was going to be postponed even further from the California events, that's when I knew that even though I was social distancing and, not making unnecessary trips anywhere, I knew that I wasn't doing everything I could. And, when I looked back on this, I didn't want to regret not helping as much as I could.
So you're trained as a nurse and pursuing your dream of being on the LPGA tour. How do those things work together right now? Even though you're not golfing on tour, how are you staying active with the golf side of you?
Yeah, for sure. Nursing is great in that I work 3 12-hour shifts a week. So I still have 4 days a week that I can still practice and play. And then in any other, quote unquote, normal year, I'm able to work a full-time job in the off-season that, pays pretty well, and I've been able to support myself financially for the past 4 years of playing professional golf.
Have you found access to golf courses in Michigan during this time when a lot of things have been closed?
Yeah, when I first got up here, golf courses were just starting to open up at the end of April. Practice facilities were closed, but luckily Travis Point, my parents live on that course, and I was able to practice out there or play out there. And then once the facilities opened back up, I've been able to practice as well now.
Oh, good. Sarah Hoffman is with the Symetra Tour, and it's a Futures LPGA Tour. And while they're kind of shut down and on hiatus, she's using her other skills as a nurse in her native Michigan. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Your role as a nurse in Michigan, what is it right now?
I work on the orthopedic trauma unit at the University of Michigan Hospital. And so typically what we see is a lot of hip and knee replacements or car accidents with traumas, anything like that. But, in April and May, elective surgeries were canceled. So we were just seeing the emergent surgeries that patients couldn't wait. So we were seeing a higher level of care of patients than we were necessarily used to. But luckily, we didn't have any coronavirus patients on our floor. We didn't get to that point.
Of course, you still had to take all the precautions. So comparing your previous experience as a nurse to what it's been like this spring, how different is it?
It's different in the fact that there's only a certain amount of checkpoints you can go into the hospital. You're asked if you have a fever, cold, cough, or flu-like symptoms, and then you're given a surgical mask that you're going to wear for the next 13 hours of your shift.
Whoa.
13 hours is a lot, I know. I have a lot of friends that, you know, complain about having to wear it to the grocery store, but 13 hours is a lot. And then, of course, you know, in April when I signed up to go back to work, we really didn't know how it was going to play out. At that point, Michigan was one of the top three cities, I believe. And I was, you know, Michigan, whatever, one of the top three states with COVID-19 cases. And so I was prepared. We had to do educational materials. Our nurse educator had sent us out emails training us, preparing us for the potential of seeing COVID-19 patients on our floor. And at the peak, our hospital had 230, 240 patients had tested positive for COVID-19. So luckily, we had some stay-at-home orders placed, and that we saw a direct impact on the front lines, and it was such that our floor didn't have to have COVID-19 patients. But just, you know, dealing with patients that are going through emergency surgeries, and they can't have the support of their loved ones at the bedside. So it's really tough for them. You know, they're in the hospital for something they didn't plan, and they're very sick, and they can't have their, you know, spouses with them or kids with them, or, you know, whoever.
When you think about the emotions and the tension of this spring, and I could feel it at the grocery store, weirdly enough, but you mentioned it, you go in and people are nervous and you can almost feel the anxiety. How different were the emotions as a nurse, but working with medical staff on the front lines over the past several weeks?
Yeah, I think when it all started, everyone was just anxious, very nervous. We're not, you know, we're trained in certain things and we kind of know what to expect, but with coronavirus we didn't know what to expect. That's kind of the nature of a novel virus, and it was just it's tough. I think we've kind of, you know, we're flexible and we've learned kind of the new normal, so it's not maybe as scary anymore as far as our work. But as far as the patient side of things, you know, I wasn't in an ICU, but I've heard stories of, you know, people coding, several codes going on, which is, that's when, you know, someone's heart stops or they stop breathing. You know, several codes going on at the same time. And it's very, these patients are very, very sick. And so, and it's, you know, they don't have their family there. So some nurses are holding up iPads so that the patients can say, you know, their last goodbyes to their family. And I can't imagine what it was like working in the ICU at that time.
How much does it matter to you to be involved in a profession that is in the thick of things and in the fire, so to speak? I mean, there are a lot of people who are working in essential jobs, but to be in healthcare, you're putting yourself on the front lines and you're choosing to do that. So what does it mean to you, though, to be part of that profession?
I'm so proud to be a nurse. I, you know, went into nursing to be able to help people. I didn't predict a pandemic. I didn't know that this was going to happen. But I see how nurses, how medical personnel, like, have stepped up and really handled this. And it just makes me so proud to be a nurse.
Sarah Hoffman is also a pro golfer, hoping to get to the LPGA Tour, but right now working as a nurse in Michigan and working with patients who are now getting back in and able to have the surgeries that they need. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I ask this question sometimes on my show because we can get so wrapped up in the bleak and the painful and the fear and the anxiety. But I think it's important to hold on to hope. So where have you seen kind of those rays of hope that you can hang on to with people that you work with, Sarah?
As far as rays of hope, I think it's exciting to see that our peak in, at least in Michigan medicine, you know, 230, and about a month and a half later, we're down to less than 40 patients that have tested positive with COVID-19. So I think that's awesome news that there's, you know, less patients in a hospital. And then it's just, I'm hoping that we're getting closer to a vaccine, and then that's going to help a ton as well. looks like states are starting to open back up a little bit. So, you know, as long as people are taking necessary precautions, I think that's a step in the right direction. It's all, you know, we're not going to kind of know what happens until it happens, but, you know, hopefully these are steps in the right direction.
Agreed. And then there's the golf portion of it. And we know the PGA Tour is returning in actually just a few days and getting set for an event in Fort Worth. What's the latest that you've heard about your tour and being able to golf again?
Yeah, so the Symmetra Tour is planned to start back up the last week of July in Battle Creek, Michigan. So hopefully that happens. We'll see. We have about 9 events on the schedule. And then as far as this season, it's kind of a freebie, if you will. it's official money, and so it'll count towards record books. It'll count towards your, you know, official money and status-wise. But as far as starting 2021, we won't have any Q school this year to determine status for next year. Everyone's just going to start 2021 with the same status we had in 2020.
Wow. Do you anticipate, though, being able to participate in some of the events, even if kind of things are all different?
Yeah, I plan on playing as many events as I can. I credit Mike Wan and Mike Nichols and the rest of the Symmetra and LPGA staff. They're doing a great job of talking to local experts and local health experts and trying to figure out a way to do this that's not only safe for us as players, but safe for the community as well.
We know that there are lots of protocols in place, Sarah. So even for golf, which kind of lends itself to some distance anyway, it's different because there are limited numbers of people who can be on the course and at the course. Media is different. And I know that you're used to walking courses and being out on courses where there aren't a lot of people. But when you think about, you know, sporting events and kind of the you know, stripped down bear with the fewest number of people possible, what do you feel like that'll be like?
I think it's interesting. I think it was Rory that said he doesn't want to play the Ryder Cup this year if it's going to be played without fans. I can't imagine a Ryder Cup-like environment without fans. There's no taunting. There's no, I mean, that was going to be our, you know, home field advantage this year. So I kind of hope that they postpone that as well. But yeah, if it's a major tour, we're lucky to have a few fans out there. You know, maybe our mom or dad friends, a couple local people. But for us, I don't think it'll be too different, but for the PGA and the LPGA, it's going to be even quieter than normal, I guess.
Yeah. What about in terms of the, you know, the support staff and the people? Because I don't know how many people realize the number, like the really the legion of personnel it takes to run a golf tournament really does. There's so many people that are out there. You mentioned your tour doing such a great job to kind of keep everyone informed. But, you know, the behind the scenes part without all the personnel, that would be different, too.
Yeah, we normally have a live scorer that's a volunteer from the community that goes with every group and kind of handles the live scoring aspect to keep the leaderboard up to date. We have spotters on every hole. You know, obviously all the Symmetra Tour staff as well, the operations guys. There's obviously a lot of people that go into it. And golf, like you said, lends itself to, I feel pretty safe going out there and, you know, in threesomes, and you can play golf without getting within 6 feet of somebody, but it's things like player dining, like how are we going to handle that? Is it just going to be, kind of seems like it's going to be grab and go, but normally we have volunteer caddies from the community, and I don't think we're going to be able to have volunteer caddies anymore, so then that lends itself to us having to carry or push our own bags now, and there's things that are different, and I'm sure there's things that I'm not even anticipating that are going to be different. So we're all going to have to be flexible and kind of understanding.
How interested are you in seeing what happens with this first PGA event in Fort Worth? Because it's kind of the first dive back into the golf world.
Yeah, I'm excited just to watch some golf again. I've watched some of the charity matches that they've had, and that's been fun, but yeah, I'm excited to see what happens, and yeah, I'm sure I'm interested to see how many people tune in and watch on TV as well.
Well, considering that charity match with, and I know they're very high profile, but Tiger and Phil and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady got almost 6 million viewers. I think people are really interested to see any type of live sporting event right now.
I think people are desperate. I've had like the cornhole match. I've had people Snapchat that to me like, oh my gosh, live sports are back. And it's, you know, it's like cornhole matches and stuff like that. So I think people are just like, people's competitive energy, competitive spirits just want to see other people competing again. It doesn't matter what it is.
Well, it's amazing to talk to you and hear your story and to hear how you're balancing the two. And I thank you so much for the time. We look forward to seeing you out there on the golf course again sometime soon, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Amy. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.